5 CSA Mobile.
4 CPA Mobile.
CBA, this is November 5, Charlie Sierra Alpha Mobile.
All right, KB4CBA. Sorry I missed your call there. The name here is David, and I am headed to the house, I think.
Name here is Roger, and I'm in Anderson, and I'm probably in a bad spot here anyway, but I heard you call. I wanted to say hello again.
Roger. All right. Well, finally get to use that one. I don't know if you ever saw the airplane movie, but anyway. Well, now you're sounding good into a repeater. excuse me. At least that transmission. I've been working on a dryer, my mother-in-law's dryer, and so now I'm coughing from all the lint that I've inhaled. But I still hadn't fixed it. It's sitting over at her house in pieces. You know anything about dryers?
Until they stopped working, and then you got problems.
They left a, like a text manual here, a diagnostic guide, has the schematic, and it's running and tumbling the clothes, but there's no heat, and so all the sensors have got continuity at the heaters. There's three different places to check, and but one of the airflow sensors I got a funny reading on, so I got some resistance on it, so I'm wondering if that's the bad part, because it, you know, it just takes one little thing like that to you know, throw it out of whack.
You know, I've had the same kind of trouble with my truck. We've been having to try and figure out if it's got something going wrong like that, just a sensor or something, but can't quite get the finger on it yet.
I've been on cars on and off since 1987, and I don't need more, but I'd rather work on a car than work on a dryer, especially since you're messing with 220 volts, and of course, you know, all the checking I did was with it unplugged. I was checking continuity. You don't want any power. Checking continuity, or you're going to blow your meter, blow the fuse in the meter anyway.
One of the first people I started talking to on the radio back in the 93 was KBHQJB. He was a servant Jake with Sears for a long, long time. Passed away. I could always call him up and get some pointers on the appliances. I haven't heard of anybody that does that stuff around recently. So best of luck, and I know you'll figure it out.
I mean, she may wind up having to call somebody, or I'll have to call somebody, but I'll go, I'll take this schematic, and I'll do some looking around on online tonight, and try to figure it out. It's amazing, the information that's out there online, and a lot of times they can tell you exactly what's, you know, what's going on.
Right. You can probably figure that out online without any trouble. I'm about to be at my destination. Good talking to you again. Get you some other time. KB4CBA 73 and 5 CSA Mobile.
Well, enjoy the evening. My car says it's 63 degrees. My gosh. I wish I was out in the tennis court, but anyway, I love to play tennis. I'd play every day if I could. I'd play all day long if I could. But anyway, you have a good one. 73 is KB4 CBA.
BA KN4 TFW.
4 TFW KB4 CBA. How are you tonight?
Yeah, I'm doing quite well, headed to extra class, but you sure you got 220 volts?
If you want to come and grab hold of it, make sure, but my meter says I do.
Yeah, Roger, I just had one that, half of it works because it's just 110, and then the heater part just doesn't work because it's the only part that's 220, so I thought maybe that was the part that had quit on you.
Couldn't be that lucky. I was hoping, she just had a burned out coils, but usually both of them don't burn out at the same time. So, and they're both showing continuity, so, of course, I'm not running any voltage through them. I'm thinking it's probably just one of the sensors. This thing's got, I don't know, 3-4 sensors in it. And if one of them goes bad, it won't produce any heat.
Probably the one about the airflow. No airflow, it ain't gonna let you turn on the heat without airflow.
I got dusty, and oh my gosh, that thing's been sitting there probably 20 years, and you can imagine, and I cleaned out right there where the lint filter is. I cleaned that little plenum out there just below it because it was just full of dust, and it was a mess, but that whole area where that dryer sits is, hasn't been touched as far as cleaning. It's just in a little closet of its own, and so nobody ever goes in there and cleans it, so, but I did today, because it was awful.
With stuff that's been sitting there in the same place for a long time, you got to get through all that stuff to figure out what's wrong with it. Well, hopefully maybe it'll be something really simple for you and it won't be too bad, and they'll have the answer for you online tonight.
Got one funky reading. Got some resistance on one of the sensors, and I shouldn't have, continuity. So I'm thinking that's the bad part. But like I tell my mother-in-law, I don't like just throwing parts at stuff. I want to make sure that's it. And because I was that way with cars, I mean, you can start throwing parts at them, and I've seen people do that. Yeah, we've already put an alternator and a new battery and, this, that, and the other on it, and, it still won't charge, and, and all it is the ground's bad to the block. So, I mean, it's usually something simple.
That way with the dryer. I know I just got burned a couple of times with it. Was just a bad connection right there where the plug pigtail hooked up into the dryer, or it was the breaker was tripped and I didn't have a full C20 or something, it was something simple like that. I just thought I'd throw that out there for you in case you just didn't happen to check it.
Now, one thing they tell us with cars, the wire If you're just doing a continuity check, the wire can show continuity if just one strand of that wire is not broken and the rest of them are. But it's not going to conduct the right voltage if it's only got one strand of wire that's that's connected. So they say it's good to run a voltage test and on the wire and as well to see if it can carry the voltage to the other end. So you just never know. Some guy was over there the other day and he had to move that dryer around, and he probably just shook something that didn't want to be shaken.
Well, I made it to class here, so I'm going to step on in there and find my seat and listen to what Gary and Dave have to say about the extra class. So I'll catch up with you later, Dave. Hope you figure it out. I'll say 73, KN4TFW.
All right, well, you give them a hard time now. Don't let them off easy and ask a lot of questions and tell them I said hello. 73 is not, enjoy your class, KB4CBA Mobile.